Last week, we asked you to tell us about your experiences in the current economic turmoil. We received more than 100 letters from places as wide-ranging as Hallandale, Florida, and Turie, Utah. People's experiences varied greatly, too. A small portion said not much had changed for them, but the overwhelming majority wrote about lives suddenly altered. NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
Although the stock market has dominated economic news lately, most people who wrote in are more concerned about what the economy has done to their jobs.
The recent economic downturn has whacked us up one side and down the other.
Jennifer Lewis and her husband James are innkeepers in Lisbon, New Hampshire.
For one thing, the ghastly events of September 11th saw a complete cessation of our long-distance guests last fall, which was devastating because it came at the beginning of our busiest time, the New England foliage season. Our longtime guests continue to come, but not as frequently. We expect downturns as part of the economic cycle, which is why one of us works outside the home from time to time, taking on contracts with corporations to develop and maintain mainframe software. However, the market for mainframe contracts has dwindled to a trickle, and we haven't been able to land one in months. Naturally, we've had to tap into our savings. We're glad that we've saved as much as we did, but of course, the plunging stock market means we haven't saved as much as we thought we had.
Julius Adams is watching his savings dwindle, too. He was laid off 4 months ago from his tech job, his third job in that sector in the last 4 years. Now he says he has to make a difficult decision about his future.
After 30 years in New York City, where we were married and our kids were born, where we've sent our kids to public school and been very involved, it looks like the only bites I'm now getting for jobs are far away. So far, Cleveland, Ohio, and Muncie, Indiana are the only real possibilities, which for us goes against the pull of home. Career experts who I've talked to say I'm lucky to have bites like these at all, and religious leaders have said to me community is important, thus confusing the whole message. Financial experts are saying be afraid for your future retirement. So I honestly am not sleeping at night wondering if we will have a future.
About a third of those who wrote in say they're worried about their future, specifically their retirement. Bill Chestnut of Pleasant Plains, Illinois, says the stock market has forced his family to reconsider everything.
I just celebrated 21 years with the same company and have seen my company stock become virtually worthless. Now, this stock was to be the college fund for my three daughters. I have approximately 2,200 shares, and at last year's price, had around $108,000 for their education. Today, the value is around $2,200. I feel like 20 years of planning and saving for their future is worthless, and we're no better off today than we were when I first was born. So what's all this mean to my family and me? It means my wife will have to keep working a little bit longer to help pay for college. We've taken our summer vacation close to home instead of going to places like Disney World. My thoughts and dreams of retiring at age 55 have gone away. Now, I'm looking more at retirement at age 62 or even 65, and I'm 46 now.
Peggy McKnight of Memphis, Tennessee, says whenever she takes a peek at her retirement funds, she panics. Her financial planner tells her to wait it out, but McKnight says she's hit on another solution.
When the market hit 7,600, I threw up my hands in surrender and decided to go fix some chocolate brownies and a fabulous chocolate cake to relieve my extreme feelings of panic. It did help quite a bit. As the market has slowly and painfully begun to rise, I've become more stoic and I'm cooking more healthful food. The right way to play the stock market game has now become clear to me. If I begin to crave chocolate and start eating brownies as fast as I can, I probably need to think about selling and watch the market very closely. But if I'm steadily on the brown rice, vegetables, and treadmill workout routine, my retirement funds are safe and secure.
Would that it be so simple for those who are at or beyond retirement age? Martha Robertson wrote in from Ithaca, New York.
I want to tell you about my mom. She's probably not listening right now because she's on the bus on her way to work. She's a switchboard operator at a large hospital in California, one of the few that still has human beings answering the phone. The thing is, Mom is 83 years old. Now, I'm certainly proud that Mom is as independent as ever, but I do think she deserves to retire. A year ago, I was making some headway in convincing her to stop working when my brother lost his job. Since then, Mom's been helping him out. So all talk of retiring was put on hold. Well, my brother still can't find any work, but I was hoping Mom would retire anyway when the stock market went into the tank. She gets some income from stocks my grandfather bought decades ago, but that has slowed to a trickle. So now Mom is terrified of losing her job.
When we asked our listeners if their investments or portfolios had suffered, many, like Kim Smith of West Virginia, say they don't have any stocks.
Did it ever occur to those at NPR that not everyone has a portfolio? I invest in something very unfashionable and unsophisticated, U.S. savings bonds and a good old savings account. Neither has been affected by this economic downturn. The very nature of the stock market is speculative. I'm sick of all the whining. If you play the market and lose, then whine. It's no different than gambling and expecting the house to refund your money. I truly feel for people whose pensions have been wiped out because of crooks like Enron, but I do not feel for people who have lost their hind ends because they wanted to make a quick, easy buck gambling on overinflated stocks.
Another person wrote in saying he's actually happy about the economic downturn. As a 27-year-old who doesn't need to worry about his retirement for a long time, Brian Chiaramonte of Erie, Pennsylvania, hopes the downturn will force companies to be more financially prudent. This will set us on a course of steady economic prosperity that will last for the duration of my working and investing years, he writes. I couldn't be happier now that all the bubbles have burst. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.